Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, the Nichols and May of the now generation, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
I wonder over the course of our 100 episodes,
100 shows,
how many people listening know who Nichols and May were?
Two that I can think of, Todd Hanson and Joe Garden, who worked for The Onion. They got that joke.
Okay, so that's two and
they're,
out of like
and they're not, and they're not young. They're not young.
They're youngish.
Well, this is our 100th show, Judy.
I know. We look so good for 100.
Yeah, I got to say, you look younger and better than when we began. It's unbelievable.
Well, you too, Mike.
Oh, I wish this were television.
Me too. Because then I would have put on makeup. I did change out of
my
jammies.
You don't need any makeup, honey.
Oh, you might be wondering who that sexy voice is.
It's the great Katie Kiefer, who's been our lead-in for our last 100 episodes.
That's right.
Welcome, Katie.
And proud to be.
That's why our ratings are so high. It's like having Seinfeld on before you.
You know, don't kill me, man.
You know, it's like that trick the networks do. It's like we're like the first show on after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right. Don't turn that dial.
Everybody's really drunk.
No. Well, it's 100 shows, and they said it wouldn't last.
That's what they said, but they didn't know. They didn't realize what they were dealing with.
Yet. And we've got big news.
Yeah.
This is actually the last Mike and Judy show.
Oh.
Oh, no, Mike. What does that mean? Is there no more Mike and Judy?
No, there will be more Mike and Judy. And we're gonna make that big announcement, but we've got a great 100th show celebration. You guys can cue that can-can music anytime now.
Do you have any kittens meowing? We need kittens meowing, too. I think we should just have a free-for-all.
I think that would be our 37th show. Actually, the free-for-all would be Apocalypso, and that's coming up featuring Katie Kiefer. But first, let's go back down memory lane. Judy McGuire, this is your life. maybe that's not a good lead-in for...
Not
for this first number. But we've had so many great guests. We've had so many great musical guests, including a member of the Rolling Stones. We're going to get to that in a little while.
But, I was so annoyed when it wasn't Keith Richards. I have to confess.
Yeah, why bother if it isn't Keith? Okay, I know. It's the Rolling Stones. It's a headline grabber, yeah, but yeah, still. Yeah.
Okay, when was the last time you had the Rolling Stones on your show, Katie?
No, enough said, man. I mean, I can only say that I've had like Doc Raymond on from, you know, the Department of Agriculture.
Kind of the same thing.
He's a rock star, in my opinion. You know? One of the great, never mind. I'm not going to say anything rude about my best friend.
All right, let's get this party started. These are our friends, Kutso and the Faggots, who drop by, and you cajoled them into doing a little acapella number for us.
That was wonderful.
All right, let's hear it.
Hit it, man.
Bum, 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 I love another A-B-O-R-T-I-O-N. Vacuum out my pussy today. Sit back and relax now. You might think I'm crazy, but I was gonna have a filthy Mexican's baby. No me gusta. I'm wide upper class and daddy kick my ass. And Louis gave me 50 pesos and money for gas.
It took a half an hour and a little cash. The nurse was just about to throw it in the trash.
No, I told her, wait a sec, I got a better plan.
And I headed to my jeweler with
my fetus in hand.
I had a little bugger dipped in gold.
A 14 karat fetus.
It's a sight to behold. Put it on my bracelet as my brand new charm. I was sporting my abortion at the end of my arm. Some fucking Baptist might think it's a sin that I like to shake my wrist and say, what could have been? We're all drunk, but now it's time to go. Not for
motherfucking
Mike
awesome.
And Judy Show.
Mike and Judy Show.
It changes every time.
Yeah, we prep the end. We prep the end.
That was, I mean, how can we even top an abortion a cappella?
I don't know. I think that's one of the smartest songs I've ever heard. And actually, I want a copy for my own record.
Certainly better than anything the Rolling Stones have done.
No shit, man.
They've released several abortions, yeah. Mike.
Yes, right. In fact, pretty much every album since whatever 1995.
They were so cute, and they were like, oh, we don't know anything we could do. Oh wait, there's that one song.
They had that in their back pocket. Right, it all. Whip it out.
Yeah, and they did indeed. Right here. What a great group. That's an
encore
amazing
here on the 100th episode of the Mike and Judy Show.
Kudzu and the Faggots.
I cannot believe that's the last time we're going to hear our mighty theme song.
And who knows what kudzu is?
I don't know.
Well, kudzu is ivy that grows everywhere. It's all over.
Well, yeah, it's an invasive plant species. Yeah. It takes over the entire environment if you give it a chance. I know, because I battle it daily.
So it's like Day of the Triffids over here on the Mike and Judy Show. Another highlight.
What's the next highlight, Mike?
We have our friend's Boss Hog.
Oh, this was one of my most fun. This was one of our most fun shows.
No question about it. We should play more games.
Yeah, we had them play the newlywed game, even though Christina and John have been married forever.
20 years or so.
They were matched against Jens and Hollis, who broke up about 20 years ago.
For those coming in naked, that's the band Boss Hog, featuring John Spencer and his wife Christina Martinez, and also Hollis Queens and Jens, the bass player, who used to date. So we had them back up against each other. I think these clips that we have are just mostly John and Christina, though, playing the newlywed game, yet another Mike and Judy jewel. Let it roll, Didrick. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Let's play the newlywed game. Hit it, Jack.
It's the newlywed game, starring popular rock band Boss Hog and featuring John Spencer and his lovely wife Christina Martinez, with Hollis Queens and her former lover Jens Jurgensen. Let's find out if a married couple who survived the rigors of the road knows more about each other than two former lovers who did not. And here are the stars of our show, Mike and Judy.
All right. Welcome to the newlywed game here on the Mike and Judy Show. Of course, we have a very special grand prize for our couple who wins today, selected especially for you.
But nobody's leaving without a prize, because I went a little crazy at the naughty sex store near my house.
This is like one of those, like,
one would, of course.
This is like one of those progressive liberal things where you get a prize just for participating.
Yeah, nobody loses.
This is what's ruining our country, Judy. Yeah. This is what's destroying the backbone of our country. Okay, so I'll tell you what. First, we're going to...
Damn you and your college education.
Before the show, we had sequestered the women and the men in our secret Heritage Radio soundproof booths. And we asked them some questions. We're going to start, with the girls. I'll ask the girls the questions. The boys had already answered. Why don't we start with Christina?
Okay.
Again, we'll ask Hollis. These are 5 points each.
Wait, they can see over there.
I can't see. Oh,
I won't look.
Okay, don't look.
I'm
honor
honest
system.
People.
Oh, okay, because we have those giant index cards. I got, even though this is radio, I felt we had to make the giant index cards.
Good.
Not really. Sorry, Christina. I was Kate faving it for radio. Thanks. Okay, so Christina,
what station are you on?
Christina,
what are the call numbers? What is
so
it?
Christina,
where is it on the FM dial?
No, it likes to hog the
Christina, line. We asked John, what's your most annoying habit? What do you think he said?
Well, I'm sorry. Ask the question again.
We asked John, what's your most annoying habit? And what do you think he said?
I know exactly what he said. He said that I don't clean up the puddle of water by the shower.
Doesn't. John, let's see the answer. John, let's see the card. John, what did you say? She's never wrong.
That's right, Mike.
Well, that's true.
But most of us
do. We still win.
It's a bad thing.
Hollis,
why is that annoying?
More fun than the
Mike
and Judy
Show. Why is that annoying? I want to know. She's
I'm
never wrong.
Right.
Women never are wrong. So what's the problem? I don't get it.
I would say it's a personality plus.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. I'm down with that. I'm never wrong. As all my friends will attest.
The fact that Judy McGuire is always right is not negative. That's why we love her so much. Well, I look for her in guidance in all things.
So do I must say. And I have to say that, you know, the knowledge that the date girl...
Oh.
is not going to be published in Seattle Weekly. I can only say it's the loss. It's a statewide loss at the very least.
It's
if
a
not
country
a national loss.
Maybe even international.
Yeah. I think so too, because honestly, I read that column. I mean, I was like riveted by every single one. I would literally spend, you know, an hour going back through various other pieces that weren't being published elsewhere, like on Facebook, which is where I normally see it.
Maybe you can get Obama to drop bombs on the Seattle Times.
Seattle Weekly. It wasn't even the Seattle Times.
Oh, count your blessings,
like,
honey.
Like the Mike and Judy show, I have a feeling Date Girl is going to be back.
Yeah, me too.
We'll see.
So we do have,
I know it will be, because I'm going to single-handedly spearhead a movement to reboot the Date Girl column for everyone's benefit.
We do have a very big special announcement about Mike and Judy and our future coming up. But before that, let's hear a little bit more of the Newlywed Game with Boss Hogg and John and Christina. That memorable, huh, Christina?
Well, my problem here is that I'm trying to answer honestly, which is probably the wrong way to go. Seven?
Wow.
John, you're stud. John, wow. John's not only a stud, since you're always right, Clary, but very humble. John said 2.5.
Really? John has a very poor memory. 2.5?
Oh. How about you, Judy, and that stud of a Greek boyfriend of yours? What's the most times he's ever done?
We had asked them what was the most times they've made whoopee in one night. And John said, was it John? No, John said 2.5.
Christina claimed 7, but John's memory was faltering a little bit.
Well, maybe Christina was having a better time.
But it's funny because both men answered infractions.
Like, what is that, just like a finger bang?
I think it's failure to launch.
Yeah, because the guy doesn't have sex unless he comes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
A topic
you
for another
poor
day.
Things.
I have a feeling we're going to be getting back to that.
I think it's a topic for deep mining myself. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of material there.
A lot of material there. You're going to be featured very soon, Katie Kiefer, on our big Apocalypso pot tasting show.
Know,
but first,
I haven't been able to keep my yap shut.
But first, we promised a Rolling Stone.
And we will deliver.
We
deliver.
We had Bobby. We had Bobby Keys, who is the Rolling Stones saxophonist, who played the most famous solo in all of rock and roll, Brown Sugar. And Bobby Keys was nice enough to come down here and do a little blindfold test with us. We spun some records and got his opinion. So let's bring it to Bobby Keys, and I believe we're picking it up right after we did actually listen with everyone here at Mike and Judy Land at Roberta's to Brown Sugar, maybe the greatest saxophone solo, rock and roll saxophone solo of all time. Let's listen to Bobby Keys playing the blindfold test with Mike and Judy. I'll tell you what, let's play a game. We have Bobby Keys here, and we were just listening to maybe the greatest rock and roll sax solo in history. No?
Well, I'll tell you, that's an awfully lofty bit of praise there, and I appreciate it. But there's been a few others that are pretty noteworthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's play this game. Jack, why don't you cue up the first record, and let's give it a listen, and you can tell us what you think, Bobby.
All righty. Yeah, Junior.
Yeah. Oh, shotgun.
Got it right off the bat. We need a buzzer.
I could name that song in one shotgun blast. Jimmy Walker and the All-Stars. I used to love going to see him. I don't know who else is even doing it anymore like that.
Well, I don't know. Last time I saw Junior was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, about 10 or 11 years ago at some movie theater there, and it just made my socks roll up and down just the same as it did the first time I saw him.
Yeah, it was the greatest. Used to go see him over at the Lone Star Cafe all the time, and he carried, you know, a big B3 organ with him, and no one else was doing that stuff at the time. I don't think he gets nearly enough credit as a lot of the other Motown acts.
No, I don't know about, I mean, he gets all the credit in the world for me, I guarantee you that. There's some other fellas I had a big partiality to, too.
I can bet. Maybe, let's see, maybe we got someone coming up. Jack, you got the second record queued up? Here's a... I told you, no tricks on this test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, Clarence. I'm sitting here listening. You waiting for me to tell you who it was. Well, hell yeah, that's Clarence Famous, man.
Yeah, he's got that big warm sound.
Yeah, I was just sitting here listening. You want me to answer questions?
I was like, how do I know a song that Bobby Keys doesn't know?
Well, you're from New Jersey.
I love Bruce.
I know you
do. I was very
do.
Sad about Clarence.
Yes, indeed.
I saw you quoted in the paper about his replacement, or what they should look for. I think it was in the Daily News or the Post.
Post.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the next clip, Jack? This is good. I mean, Clarence, a big sound. Let me jump over what the next one is. Aha. And that's where we stumped the mighty Bobby Keys.
No way. You stumped him with that?
That was Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Really? I would never have guessed.
Playing damn White Boy Blues on the Arsenio Hall
Show. Yeah, he sounded all right, though, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
I saw Arsenio on the side of a bus this week. Is he coming back with a new show?
Yes, he is.
The same old show?
I don't know what it's
have
about.
We truly, truly run out of ideas?
What I want to know is, did you try to stump the man with Ben Webster?
No, he stuck with rock and roll, but you know, but you know,
but Bobby, that's a saxophone sound that has formed a million saxophone players.
But
yeah.
we did talk about you know, like the mighty Beboppers and the big banders too.
Right.
Bobby was so nice. He was such a gentleman that he wouldn't really dish on the Rolling Stones while we were on the show. And of course, it was right before they started the tour, so he was waiting for the call.
Yeah.
But as soon as the show was over, we went out and had a few, and he spilled.
Okay, so that's the dirt, babe.
I love the, like, makes my socks roll up and down.
I know, me too. Where is that guy from?
Texas.
Really? I would have said, like, more of the Deep South, like Alabama, you know, Georgia.
He's Texas, and he used to play with Buddy Holly, in fact.
No
kidding.
That's
just how Texas he is.
Oh, boy.
No, he was great. He was a really kind person.
He was, but...
Okay, so that redeems my faith in the state
the air,
of Texas.
Off the air, he told me what a dick Mick Jagger is.
No shit, so did Keith Richards and his...
Well, Keith's his buddy.
The princess.
Bobby and Keith are buddies. They're yeah. dope buddies and drinking buddies. And, you know, Keith's the guy that wants to hire him. And Mick's the guy who says, sure, at $100 a week.
Oh, man. Sweet.
Yeah, Mick is a notorious tightwad, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's how the rich stay rich.
And there's actually have like a million kids. Doesn't he have like 15 kids with 10
well,
different
10
women?
Well, 10 different women. Yeah. I mean, so does that count?
Yeah.
No. A little later, we're going to dedicate that Kudzu and the Faggot song to Mick.
Okay. Yeah, right. An environmental disaster.
Well, this is your shining moment coming up, Katie Kiefer.
Uh-oh.
And I know this is always your favorite show of the year.
Where I enjoy the contact high of not getting stoned, but just getting hungry.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we all need. That's why I've stopped smoking pot.
I just don't need the munchies yet.
Yeah, really. Yeah, the calories are just like, I can't keep up with them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think this doesn't need too much of an introduction. This was a bit from our Apocalypso show.
I remember it well.
We should light one of these joints. Which one should we go for now?
Oh, my
now?
God.
Now, this one, we got the Heritage pin joint.
I would say go with the pin joint
first. The pin joint's so sad.
Yeah, you would say that, Grandma.
No, you're going to have to be a little coherent for the end of the show.
No.
I won't be smoking.
Hell no.
Okay, light the big one.
We're going for
by the way,
our
customers are staring at these joints. Do you see the way they're looking at this?
Jack, let me fire it right up.
They're like, what the hell is going on
Jack,
in here?
Let me fire this up. And I'm telling you now, this is a
Indica
Sativa blend, I believe, but it's called Hairband.
Hairband.
Oh, you guys know Hairband.
It's not the Vortex?
You guys know, oh no, this is the Hairband. And let me tell you, if you two puffs of this and you're going to think you're at a Cinderella concert.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I feel like I'm being watched.
On Apocalypso 2012.
Oh, man.
Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Push the button.
Apocalypso 2012.
So,
Wait, somebody has like a little guinea pig on their table out there. Isn't that weird?
Bring it in here. Let's get it stoned.
Very weird.
So, Judy, have you been watching the Olympics at all? Magnus.
No, I hadn't been watching the Olympics to answer that question, which I'm sure you've been waiting for the answer for.
That was the Olympics where that pothead Michael Phelps did so well.
Yeah, exactly.
We should do an Olympic special this year, live from Moscow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Live from the gay bashing.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. I mean, I would boycott those games so completely if I were, you know, anybody involved.
No, this is, listen, I'm very, Mike and Judy, this is a show on Super Bowl Sunday. We had a big gay Super Bowl party.
Because we know nothing about sports, Mike. Let's face it.
Okay. I'm going to admit that I'm part of that party, too. Don't know, don't care.
Definitely don't care.
Definitely not going to hide that.
I have a Y chromosome. I'm hardwired to watch sports on television.
Yeah, not really, though.
No, sometimes I watch the ice skating, but
I myself prefer the ribbon gymnastics. You know, when they
don't they call that rhythmic?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Rhythmic, that's right.
I'll tell you what.
I think it's the rhythm. And the other thing that I like is the you know, the swim thing, the Esther Williams style of swimming,
right.
Synchronized swimming. I love that.
I'll bet Johnny Weir could beat up Bob Weir in a fair fight any day of the week.
No doubt.
We got a little bit more of the apocalypse, so we're going to be joined by our friend Howard Kalin. From the Turtles and Flo and Eddie, who gave a call and joined the madness and had a few words to say about our not friend Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees. Let's hear the rest of it, Didrik Spenick, please.
Here's where I pass the joint to Judy, and she doesn't take it.
No, thank you.
Judy, why do you hate pot so much?
Why are you passing it to Mike instead
you didn't get
of
it?
Yeah, ladies first.
You passed it back
ladies
to me.
First, dude.
I've actually, it's to the left no matter what every time.
Oh, is that right?
Right, that's right. See,
I missed that etiquette part.
Pass the duchy to the
left
hand side.
I worked at High Times. I never heard that. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, pass the duchy to the left hand side.
Yeah, that's right.
Sense. Pot etiquette. The problem with High Times is there is no fucking etiquette. Okay, a bunch of fucking like weed hungry. You know, seriously, they're like fucking like drug vampires.
They really are. They can smell it on you.
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
Joe, don't forget to call our guest. You successfully call Howard.
You're giving me all this shit, but guess who's on the line?
Howard, are you there?
I look foolish. Damn it. Howard, are you there?
After giving me a hard time?
Fuck.
I am.
Oh, that's right. In your face.
All
right.
Well, let me introduce Howard Kalin, the great Howard Kalin of the Turtles and Flo and Eddie.
Oh, man.
And,
wow.
Yeah. Howard's the guy. Like I said,
what an honor.
He's played with Mark Bolan, Frank Zappa, Ooh. The Mothers, John and Yoko, you name it, Bruce Springsteen, even Duran Duran. You love Duran Duran, right, Judy?
I love Bruce Springsteen.
I recently saw Duran Duran
and
in
we
Madison
saw
Square
the
Garden.
Turtles.
You guys are such groupies. I cannot believe
I'm
it.
I'm a total groupie, man.
Hear anybody talking about how fucking good I am.
And, look, be patient.
We just talked about how great you were for
last
about
night,
5 minutes.
Last night we saw the Turtles and the Happy Together tour in Asbury Park. Let me tell you, it was fucking awesome. It was really surpassed all expectations. The Flo and Eddie Turtle show
thank you.
Howard, it was 110%. How are you feeling today?
Wonderful, man. You know, it was a little early for me to get up and then take the drive in, but we're at the Wolf Trap tonight in Washington, D.C., so we had to get up early because Mickey Dolenz needed to rent a car. So,
hey, did Mickey ever show last night?
We're team players, you know. When anybody on the tour needs something, we're the first ones to volunteer and go, oh, hell yeah, we don't need to sleep. We don't need to sing. We don't need to do anything except bring Mickey to the rental car place. That's what we'll do.
He sounds like a real charmer, that Mickey Dolenz.
So did he ever show for the meet and greet last night? I mean, there were people in wheelchairs with Monkees records waiting to be signed, and everyone was there except for the last Monkey standing.
You know, that's always pretty frightening to me, man. When you see the demographic of the audience and you realize that the security people, all the security people in front of the stage are there to keep the rollers and the wheelchairs from hitting the stage.
Oh, come on, man. I'm in the demographic. I ain't walking.
Howard Kalin.
I'm still walking.
Howard.
But now that I know that about Mickey Dolenz, man.
Oh, man.
Never again. I will never again.
It was unbelievable. It was a benefit. And there were all these like disabled and challenged people, wheelchairs and walkers, and they came. I mean, Gary fucking Puckett was there.
No.
You know, signing autographs, and the guys from the Buckinghams and the Grassroots, you know, this oldie show. And of course Flo and Eddie, who were smiling and could not be nicer. You know,
and then Mickey is still in his Holiday Inn room.
And there were like all these people like in wheelchairs with Monkees records waiting for Mickey Dolenz.
Oh, that hurts.
You know, who like really crassly did like part of the show with like a big projection of Davy Jones behind him.
He did not.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was right
so
after Davy died.
Right after Davy died.
Cheesy. No love lost between those two, as I've always heard.
Oh, man.
That was completely.
He was seething doing it, but you know.
Yeah.
He had to seem like
a
good
fucking
guy.
Fucking Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah. Okay. A pox on his house. Onward.
Not like our friend Handsome Dick Manitoba.
That's right.
Handsome Mensch Manitoba.
Handsome Mensch Manitoba. Was Richard our first guest? Was Manitoba?
No, Lux Alptrum was.
Lux from Fleshbot.com was also been on the show many times. As you know, Katie, we go there.
Yeah, we have been there. Yep.
We go to the naughty place with Lux.
Lux has been on a few times. You've had a lot of great shows with pornographers and sex writers. And now, I guess we can be told, The Mike and Judy Show. This is our last show. This is the last Mike and Judy Show.
Or as John Spencer called it, the Judy and Mike Show. Cementing my love forever for him.
Or as it was called earlier, the Judy, just the Judy Show.
That's right. Mike.
With Mike.
Squee! Starting next week.
Tell me more. What?
We shall henceforth be known as Arts and Seizures.
Guess who's seizures?
at least
just don't have one on the air.
At least at Mike and Judy, I knew who I was. But yeah, so I think it's we decided it was time for a little change. We're on the Heritage Radio Network, and we really are fortunate to be the only real arts and culture, pop culture, music show. We have a few shows creating new original music. Jack Inslee, producer of The Stars, of course, has his show, and I think maybe there's one other. But we really are kind of unique. We thought we'd put it out there and let people know exactly what we did. Arts.
And seizures.
Mostly seizures.
Not at all. And might I add, I mean, where else are you going to hear that underreported part sector of adult entertainment covered
exactly.
in such depth? I mean, you're really not. And it's like, how many people consume that kind of media?
Quite a few.
Well, you have the Department of Agriculture pretty well covered.
I've got that covered. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, and people don't really want to know what I have to tell them. I like to call it the doom and gloom half hour. That's how I think of it myself. But you guys, you just spread sunshine and light, man. Adult entertainment,
really
what's
do.
Wrong with that?
We're like Jesuses.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So we are very proud, of course, to be part of the Heritage Radio Network. And a reminder that we are a nonprofit, largely member-supported radio network. And we'd like to encourage everyone in Radio Land to, as you're checking out our website and tuning in, please become a member.
That's yeah, right. Because it's like paying your taxes, except you get a tote bag.
Exactly.
Wow, you get a tote bag now?
Well, I think you have to give a certain amount.
Okay, whatever it is.
Or maybe you have to buy one.
Go to the website, press the donate button, and cough up the cake, man, because it's time to start supporting what this network offers,
in fact,
which is unique.
I believe if you donate enough money, you actually get a cake. And if you donate even more money, Judy will jump out of it for you.
And you might get a pig on the side.
We have a pig in Williamsburg.
Yeah,
yeah. He lives at the hardware store. His name is Franklin. I don't know. I'm
just made that up, girl.
No, I didn't make it up. It's for real. But we should get Franklin the Pig on
Franklin,
here.
Franklin
I'm telling you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Trot him right in on a leash.
On Arts, so that'll be our first guest in Arts and Seizures.
Franklin the Pig from Crest Hardware on Metropolitan. So what? We must have another surprise from the past, another golden nugget.
We have lots of greatest hits. We had our friend Handsome Dick Manitoba, who's been on a couple times. One of my favorite shows, of course, was when we had him and his whole family on for the WrestleMania show.
Yeah, I would think I was out of town that day.
It was wonderful. Meet the Manitobas. I think it was like show number 30-ish. And definitely go back and look at our archives. Of course, they're also available on iTunes. You can download them and listen to them in the car as you tool down the freeway of love. This is Richard channeling the Ramones.
That was really good.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, Katie. 100 episodes and still flying by the seat of my pants.
The only way to go, baby.
But we swear, Arts and Seizures is going to be highly organized. Here's Richard Manitoba channeling the Ramones. Yours T on guitar, doing that Rockaway Beach thing.
Chewing at a rhythm on a bubble gum. Sun is out, I want some. It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Up on the roof, out in the street. Down in the pavement, the hot concrete. Bus ride is too slow. Blast out the disco on the radio. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Yeah! It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Ruin at the rhythm on a bubble gum. Sun is out, I want some. It's not hard, not far to reach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Up on the roof, out in the street. Down in the pavement, the hot concrete. Bus ride is too slow. Blast out the disco on the radio. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. Rock, rock, Rockaway Beach. We can hitch a ride to Rockaway Beach. Hey!
pop, pop. I'm like them Junior.
I was doing the two thing. One, two, three, four. Rock, rock, Rockaway
Beach. Well, that's as close as I'll ever get to being a Ramon.
I wish we had a camera in here for Mike's little dance that Katie and I both got to do. Enticing the ladies.
Yeah.
Too hot for television, baby.
Mean air guitar, sweetheart.
Those waitresses at Roberto's are all clamoring at the glass now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Judy, once again, it's been the fastest half hour on the internet. The 100th episode, cue the can-can music, of the Mike and Judy show.
Or just applause. Yay. All right, so we'll be back next week in our other guys.
Arts and Seizures coming at you strong. I can't believe 100 episodes. Judy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
It's been the best 100 episodes of my life.
Me too. We're gonna close with one of my favorite songs of all time.
No one loves Christmas more than you do,
nobody,
Judy.
I am a Christmas fairy. This is Princess Superstar taking us out with... Oh, Christmas Swagger.
Christmas Swagger. Thanks, everyone. It's been a fantastic run with the Mike and Judy Show. Coming next
Katie.
Week. Thanks to Katie Kiever. Thanks to Didrik in the control room. Thanks to the Heritage Radio Network. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next week with Arts and Seizures.
Ready?
All right, kick us a beat.
Woo! Don't forget your spoon. Hooray! Yay! It's Christmas! Yay! I love Christmas! Ho, ho, ho. I love it when it snows. I love ho ho ho's, hot cocoa, Nat King Cole. Happy people throw them bows. I like parades. I like charades, pumpkin pie on paper plates, black guys and little girls in fresh done braids. I love Christmas. I love Santa. I love you, baby, and your Christmas swagger. Mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe. Where did all my lipstick go? It's Christmas, yo. I love beaded sweaters, red and green, tinfoil letters, cheerful sweaters, being together, Justin Bieber. What? I love jingle bells, Christmas sales, Chippendales with Santa hats on the big cock tails. I love Christmas, I love Santa, I love you, baby, and your Christmas swagger. I love mistletoe, kissing you on tippy toe, where did all my lipstick go? It's Christmas, yo. December 2-5, I'm too live, every inch of my 5-5.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.